The portal is back in business. The live stream connecting people in Dublin and New York in real time had been shut because of rude behaviour by some locals on both sides of the Atlantic. The portals in both cities form part of a public art project. With us in studio this morning, Nollaig Fahy, Tourism Innovation Programme Manager with Dublin City Council Culture Company. Nollaig, you're very welcome to the programme. So are there new rules in place?
There are, and to be honest, it's been a roller coaster ride of the last 13 days. But this truly is the people's portal. That's the bottom line, that we're the message that's coming back from right around the globe, actually. But the new rules are designed to negate any of the issues that have arisen. I should say that there's only a handful of people that have misbehaved. Mm. Everybody else has just really embraced the whole idea and concept of the portal. And so the new rules are, we're going to restrict, and these rules will change, I'm sure, as time moves on. But we're restricting the number of opening hours. So I suppose the key issue was that, you know, the poor behaviour was being broadcast to the street in New York at a particularly difficult time because it's rush hour time. You know, nobody saw the poor behaviour in Dublin when it was happening because it's 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and there's no one there to see.
So it's 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. in Dublin.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, the whole thing is like it is a piece of artwork in a public realm. So, you know, I suppose one thing we probably should have done was we probably should have said, look, you're not supposed to touch this or go near us or have any kind of interaction with it, except, you know, stand back and enjoy it, you know, in a visual way.
How do you prevent them then from stepping onto it, holding up the phones to it?
Yeah, so I mean, an amazing team, you know, the last week has just been incredible. Like, there's been several meetings every day across, you know, the UK, Germany, New York and Dublin. With up to 26 people on every call. So anyway, the tech solution is the lens has a new design in it, so that if anyone comes close to the lens, the whole screen will go blurred on both sides of the Atlantic. And we are also putting in new sensors that will actually trigger if anyone goes near the portal structure itself. So there's the two key things that we've done. We've also then agreed on both sides to put up barriers of some sort. Well, we put up planters. We thought it'd be, you know, a nicer aesthetic. And then in New York, they've actually circled the whole thing with barriers.
It's a pity, isn't it?
Well, it is. But look, you know, people really have embraced this. Mm. Like, we've won the hearts
in all
and
their human forms.
No, they have. Well, unfortunately, you know, that's going to happen with public, you know, in a public realm where you have a piece of artwork. Mm. But overall, like, I mean,
maybe that's art in itself.
Well, listen, as I said, the last time I was here 2 weeks ago, when I had hair, I might add. So, you know, it's art is supposed to snap people out of their daily routine. And this absolutely did it. The night we closed it last Tuesday, I was standing there watching, and there was a young girl beside me, and she was on the phone, and I thought she was talking to her mom or something, but I realised she was talking to somebody in the portal in New York, and she was crying, and I realised it was her sister that she hadn't seen. Now, she could actually have it on her phone and look at her sister, but there's something about this. When you're standing in a public area where you see a relation or family member, and it really is quite an extraordinary.
Oh, no, it is. It's absolutely brilliant. It really is. And it really has caught everyone's imagination for sure. How long is it going to stay there for?
It's there for 6 months. We have an option. We've effectively rented it from portals.org. It'll be there for 6 months, and we have an option to extend if we deem it a success. But look, it is really successful, and I mean, you know, like from Australia, India, South America, North America, across the EU, it's made headlines. No, the portals has made headlines. Mm. It not the bad behaviour, and it's a distinction because, you know, right now I checked the figures this morning, over 2 billion impressions around the world of this portal, and like that's an astonishing piece of interaction for a piece of art.
And will it stay in Dublin? I'm thinking, would it be an idea to move to Galway, the closest point to the States?
Well, it could be. You know, we're open to suggestions, but the reason it's in that particular location is because we needed several key things to be available for the portal to exist. So we needed services for power and Wi-Fi. Okay. We needed a space, and then we needed some iconic imaging for New York, and no better icon in this country than the GPO and the spire right beside it. So, you know, that's what's really kind of caught the imagination of people.
Okay. Well, fingers crossed. Thank you very much,
Audrey,
indeed for coming in to talk to us this morning. Nollaig Fahy, Tourism Innovation Programme Manager with Dublin City Council Culture Company.